This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, you have come to the point in the week where some broadcast professionals are on the air to go through what has been the mainstay of talk radio conversation, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. So we call this hour the Talk Radio Review. Joe Crummy is here, broadcaster of some note, has a great podcast, Evil. It's good.
Yes, sir.
It's evil, but it's good. Evil it thoughts. Yes,
evil thoughts.
Very evil. And the other side of that is Miss Congeniality, Victoria Keelan, who's here to also apply the trade. She's the veteran of the DJV radio program and has a podcast. She has a lot of great background in conversation. So let us get to the list prepared by Talkers Magazine this week of the top 10 items. The number 10 item, I find it almost redundant and pedantic because it's always about what's going on in sports talk radio, that sort of thing, whatever new items. And I must tell you, other than being excited and enthused about the beginning of the baseball season next week, not
there
much else.
Go.
The NFL's free agency, okay, so, yeah, so. and so. You know, the one story, however, Joe and Victoria, that has surfaced this week, the different leagues that are going to play outside of the standard NFL. There are new teams and new cities where they have the what McMahon's doing one. Who's doing the other one? There's somebody else doing.
Charlie Ebersol and Dick Ebersol are doing It's got a weird name, unless they're just going to go with an acronym. It's like the American Alliance of Football or something. It's
right.
Not a good name.
So what appetite is there? Are you a big football fan, Joe?
Not particularly, no. I'm a baseball guy like you, and I think it is interesting. I don't know anything at all about the story, but given last year's, challenges with the NFL?
Yeah, right. Why are we adding more football games and more time on television? Your husband is in the sports radio business, so, Victoria, what does he say about the extension of football playing through these new leagues?
You know, I actually haven't talked to him about it, which is kind of funny, but I think the Ebersol one, maybe because of the name, has been getting a lot of buzz this week, and so I've heard more about that, but it's just, I guess that it's going to be a faster game than the NFL, so that's nothing wrong with that. But I don't know. As it is, the NFL's ratings have slumped so much for a lot of different reasons, and one of the main reasons that a lot of people don't really talk about is people just don't have cable TV anymore. So I don't know where they're going to expect more space to be created for two new leagues on top of the NFL. I think that's really where they're going to run into problems.
If behind the scenes Roger Goodell and some of the other thugs at the NFL are trying to keep this from becoming the, even though it's not being, these games aren't being played when they're playing their games, it still takes away from the steam. And as you just suggested, a lot of the steam has been let out of the teapot anyway because of obvious things going on in the NFL. So do they try to go to the networks and say, because all these cable channels belong to some big company, the NBC, CBS, ABC, they all have cable arms. And so do they go to them and say, hey, you want to keep doing business with us? You can't do business with these guys.
Well, it's interesting that the Alliance, whatever it's going to be called, we'll just say Ebersol's group, but his league already has a commitment from CBS to air one game a week.
Really?
And so that, I thought, was, I guess that's a good feather in their cap. Mm-hmm. Vince McMahon from the XFL, he has deals with WWE, which typically I think airs on TBS, TNT, and USA. So that those might be the three networks where those games air. But I don't know. I feel like the steam has just been let out.
Well, you know, what it might be, I just thought about this as listening to you guys talk. It might be that they sense an opening that the NFL has gone down sort of a political route. And they're thinking, we won't be that. We'll be the rah-rah USA
network. We're going to take care of our players.
Yes. Right. Well, we're going to stand for the national anthem. You understand, everybody? Right. We're going to do that. And these other guys are going to protest X, Y, and Z. We're not doing any politics. We're playing football. I mean, it may be that.
That's a good thought, Joe. That's a very interesting thought.
Yeah, thank you. The caffeine is just kicking in out here in L.A. I'm just telling you.
I just think that one final thought on this. I just think that it's – I don't know that it's being done the right way. With the XFL trying to be a competition for the NFL, the Ebersol group, theirs is slightly different in that they're starting the week after the Super Bowl. So if people are kind of still hungry for more football, it is the right timing for that. And it's only going to be, I think, a 10-week or an 8-week season, so it's not going to be that long. But, you know, when you look at what Ice Cube did with the Big Three, did you ever watch any of those games, Joe? He took the NBA players and did half-court games. The tickets sold out in various arenas. It was so well done in the summer. It's had a novelty aspect to it. I just think that in order for something to really rival the NFL, it should have more of a novelty to it, and I don't know that either of these options do.
All right.
Well, you know, I wonder whether they're really kind of messy with the primordial forces of nature.
This is the forest primeval.
Right. Well, I mean, spring equal baseball, spring equal spring training, and it's like a new season. And I don't know.
How much is too much? And maybe we get to that in a moment as we discuss March Madness, which is number 8 on the countdown right after this.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles, and my knees especially are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
We are all saddened when we hear about random shootings, but we must be careful how we react. One senator recently said the due process is one of the big problems standing in the way of legislation that would keep bad guys from purchasing firearms. He actually argued that the Fifth Amendment is killing us. He wants to give government officials the power to deny basic constitutional rights without due process of law to anyone they think might be a threat. He ought to look through the lens of liberty, read the Declaration of Independence, and recognize that the very purpose of government is to protect our essential rights. As Ben Franklin warned, they who can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary security deserve neither liberty nor security.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All right, 15 past the hour. Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on our countdown, or at least the talk radio review, counting down or up the numbers from number 10 to number 1, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find the list always at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. If you're into the talk medium, and the biggest, most important, most listened to format on the radio is the conversation format. So that means that a lot of people are interested in what ideas come from those who make the news or who are discussing what's going on in the news. And I alluded to March Madness as we were talking about other things in the world of sports, because number eight this week on the countdown is the focus on March Madness. I, for one, I'm completely out of my league here. I have no interest. I have no knowledge. I don't understand the brackets. I just, I'm not, it's like a, I'm talking French here. So who knows? There are brackets. I can't imagine your husband isn't involved, Victoria, in some kind of
bracket. Oh, he is, but I'm not a basketball
You're
fan
like
at
me.
All, so
yeah.
We don't talk about it.
We're zipped up. All right, Joe, it leaves it to you, or we can just keep moving here.
Now I want to talk about the Yankees, and every time I bring up the Yankees, I get shouted down by you guys. I'd rather
What's
bring
that
up
to do with Mark Madness? The Yankees suck. That's why you get shouted down.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
All right.
We're
going to
suck good, though. Let me tell you. We're going to suck really good this year. That's been,
I think just to comment, though, on the March Madness thing, just to, because it is on the countdown list, I think that the biggest story to come out of all of it is just the busted brackets and the 16 seed beating the number one seed. I think that was probably the biggest story out of all of it, regardless of who really wins.
Yeah, well, it brings around. Maybe that's the reason people are interested, because it is so not what everybody expected it to
right.
be, predicted it to be,
upset.
Or maybe even wanted it to be. Look at all the money that's been lost by the bookmakers in Las Vegas, because you know there's big money
mm-hmm.
on this stuff. The betting
yep.
pools everywhere. So maybe that's part of it. Okay, yep. Number seven this week on the countdown is this. Passage by the House and the Senate, $1.3 trillion spending bill includes a provision that prevents employers from taking any of their workers' tips. I thought that was kind of interesting. Those of you who know or maybe have worked in that area, the Labor Department submitted a rule that would rescind a regulation enacted during the last administration that required employers to distribute tips to tipped employees. So if you have, under the new rule, whatever you earn on your own is yours. So you don't share, unless you want to, you don't have to share your tips with untipped employees like dishwashers and that sort of thing. This is, I thought the social regulation, there was so much social regulation during the Obama years that has nothing to do really with the government. You know, you get a job, you take the job under the circumstances it's offered. If you don't like it, don't take the job or go work somewhere else.
But wait a second. So go back for a second, because I'm a little confused by this. Having been a bartender and you tip out, there's certain things that you do. You tip out to the bar back, you know, who supports
you.
You
are no longer required. You can do it if you want, but you are not required to split the tips, which is something that happened as a result of one of the rules that was passed in one of the budgets in whatever year it was that it took place. It's another one of those. I think it was Title 12, if I'm not mistaken. It stipulates that any employers who violate the rule will be liable to the employees in the amount of the tips that were taken. So you can do it if you want.
But this sounds more like this is less. This sounds more like this is in the past that they were protecting. They were protecting the employees because a lot of employers were illegally taking tips from the employees,
yes,
saying, "Oh, you have to give 10% to the house."
Yes.
So it sounds like. That's what
the tips belong to the workers and nobody else.
Can I open up a can of worms? I never understood
why
the whole tipping
doing
thing anyway. Yeah, why are we tipping? Why don't you just pay me like everybody else gets paid? We just everybody go home and have a nice day.
Where did that start? Where did tipping start? That's a good question.
It's a totally American thing because, you know, they don't do it in Europe. In certain circumstances,
right,
they do.
It's a service. It's included.
In
if you go so part of what you asked, Victoria, let me try to make it a little sense. One of the problems is that illegal wage theft is like $15 billion. So employers legally pocket tips in the past. That has been what has happened. And now that can't, if I understand this correctly, that can't happen anymore. No more stolen tips. You get the money. You keep the money. The boss doesn't get any of it.
But it was always illegal, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm in New York City, and there are stories every week of nail salon owners going to jail because they were stealing tips from the nail workers. Like, that's always been illegal. So I'm not really sure what. I'll have to look into that more because it's a little confusing. But
yeah, it is confusing. Yeah, it is. But anyway, the point was there's a new budget, and it's more borrowed money, which is a nightmare. 21 past the hour. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy, working our way through the top 10 hits in the world of news talk radio, talk radio review, headlines, and then conversation about them. So the number six item this week on the countdown is a focus on what happened in Austin last weekend. The bomber kid, we have had conversations certainly on the DJV show this week, Victoria. And I would imagine you may have done something with a podcast, Joe, on evil thoughts. The whole idea of this guy being, his grandma said, oh, he's such a sweet kid. And his uncle says, oh, what a great guy. And all this other stuff. Where the hell were you people? Something's wrong with this guy. Yeah. You don't make bombs in the basement or the garage and nobody knows about it. It's like the guy in Las Vegas that we found out with the video that was released this week had help from some bellman. He brought 100, think of who brings 100 or however many cases of how many different bags and all the luggage that had all these guns and the ammunition. Who brings that much stuff to one room? You don't think that's...
Yeah, exactly. And why didn't that cause a red flag? Or maybe the bellhop went back down to where all the other bellhops are and said, oh, I just helped this guy, you know, bring 100 bags into his room. Didn't that set off some sort of a red flag?
Well, maybe he tipped him.
Maybe not.
He did tip him. It's on camera. You can see him handing him money.
That's exactly right.
But he tipped him and say, don't talk to anybody about this. Here's
that be, hello. Yeah, really.
Well,
here's $100.
You can see in the video, you can see him, the shooter, walking like towards the door of his room and handing money to the bellhop. And as the guy just walks away, there was not a conversation. It was just like other exchange.
Right, so where is this loyalty now? There's another reason on this whole tipping thing is crazy, but yeah.
Well, the whole business about what went on in Austin and the situation. Where is our head? How are we adjusting ourselves? So much conversation, not only about the Austin bomber this week, because of the whole situation with the protests on the campuses of these schools and Washington and the focus on guns and how do we protect our children? Do we put up, the metal detectors at every school? Do we lock everything down? The society is now affixed on guns and shootings and how do we grow up normally. There was even, this created a whole big to-do. A radio station in Killian, Texas, changed call letters and their ID. They are now known as Shooter 106.9.
I didn't know that. Wow.
I'd talk about tone deaf. What in the world? Even though you know that in Texas, a lot of people have strong feelings about guns, this is in the Waco market. Shooter 106.9. I'd like to be on that station. And each time there's an ID, listening to Shooter 106.9, and some clown will probably have a gun blang, blam, blam, blam in the background.
Okay. It just feels
Shooter 101.
Yeah. It just feels like when you make a decision to do that and to change your company's name and radio stations are businesses and companies, when you do that, it sends the message to everyone else that you obviously care more about guns than you do about what's actually happening, where children are being shot. I think it's such an ignorant thing to do.
It just doesn't seem like a very smart, even in Texas, marketing.
Right.
I'm just, it wouldn't get me to listen to the radio station under the circumstances. I would think it would be very awkward. But anyway, that's just another, you see how much we're talking about a lot of sports activity and a lot of things that are going on in our society that are focused on guns and that reality. That's where we are so far on the Talk Radio Review. It's 28 past the hour.
In today's automotive news, Kia introduced a refreshed Sorento for 2018, starting at just under $26,000. This all-wheel drive family SUV comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. The new Kia Sorento gets a refreshed look with a new front, new rear fascia, a Harman Kardon stereo system, and the inside gets quite a boost too. It's bred for adventure with a 2-litre turbo engine and drive mode select, where you can choose how the vehicle handles. It has a beautiful panoramic sunroof and multiple power outlets in the back. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. You need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Four after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJV gang. Yeah, say that again, Doug. From the DJV gang. Sometimes I get those letters caught behind my eye teeth and I can't see what I'm saying. So, got that straight. Joe Crummy is here. He has a podcast called Evil Thoughts that you might want to subscribe to if you're right of center. Well, you can subscribe to it if you're left of center and you find somebody else that you don't like. It's one, you know, your choice.
Right, if you need somebody to hate, I could be that guy.
Joe's your
I could
guy.
Be that guy.
You're very hateable, Joe.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And I'm easy to hate. Hey, I make it easy for you.
His license plate, by the way, California license plate, says, I hate on it. That's a wonderful way to drive around town. Okay, so the whole business about conversation, and we need to have a conversation, I think that's one of the things being used a lot right now. We need to have a conversation. So what are they really saying when people say that? I need to have you listen and not necessarily talk. That's right. We have a mayor in my community, Massachusetts, Framingham, and she's always talking about we need to have a conversation. But she talks all the time and doesn't listen to anybody. 99 times out of 100, if somebody says, we need to have a conversation, They're asking for you to hear them, and it doesn't necessarily mean agree with them, just hear them out. I think that's a, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here as I was thinking this through, Victoria. A lot of times my relationships, especially the last one I had with somebody I really care about in terms of being heard, because of my background as a radio guy, and Joe, maybe you found this to be the case, I grew up in music radio where it was almost against the law to have dead air. If you aren't producing some noise, the red light went on in this. Remember? The red light goes, ah, what are you doing? So in conversation, and it's that way, I think, on the air sometimes, some of the people that we listen to, but it's that way in real life where sometimes you just have to, you're not comfortable with silence. And think about how well some of the, I'm trying to remember, there was something that happened to me a couple of weeks ago that really underscored this, where I was talking to someone, and for 4 or 5 seconds, it was just silence. And I thought that was a fabulous way of getting people's attention. When you're listening to a radio program, for example, that's a talk show, what happens when there's nothing on the air? Do you think there's something wrong? You hit the button? Or do you just listen for a minute to hear nothing?
Right.
Maybe you collect your own thoughts. And then, yeah, let it sink in and then go back to the conversation or actually have a two-way conversation. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a big difference between DJs and talk show hosts. You're right. When I was a DJ, it was like everybody's talking all the time. You never stop. You know, that's how you talk.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you're a talk show host, you can stop.
Yeah.
And then,
but how many of us do that? How many of us are smart enough? And so I carried it over to our personal lives. Because it is sort of a tone that's set. And if you're having a conversation with somebody, whether it's on the air as part of what we do for a living and what people expect as they're listening to us, or in your own real life, because I often think that one of the jobs that we have here as conversationalists, especially when we're talking about problems, is to find solutions for problems. So that's a real problem.
Well, isn't that sort of a man-woman thing, though? I mean, I'm always lectured. I think
Victoria,
you are, too.
Yes,
maybe
no.
Victoria talks about that, you know, we always want to fix everything, and a lot of times women, they just want to share. They don't want
that's
to fix it. Is that true?
It's so
why don't
funny.
You let us fix it? I don't understand. Fix it. You just shut up for 5 minutes.
It is kind of funny, though, because we have this classic Mars and Venus thing where we don't like it. If we're just venting and we're just trying to vent, and then the guy wants to fix it, then that's one problem. And then the other side of it is we often get on top of our guys going, hey, wait a second, you don't communicate. You never talk. You don't talk enough. Mm-hmm. So we have two very different ways. But, yes, it's tough on men.
Nobody's ever accused me of that. But,
not talking enough?
Of what?
Not talking
enough.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Differently, though, you don't communicate. It's different. You talk a lot, but I think in relationships you've probably been accused of not actually communicating.
Very
your thoughts and feelings.
I think that. Oh, no, I'm very, you know.
Right, it's what you talk about. No, I think that's a really good thing, is you'll talk, but that's not what they want. They want to plumb the depths of your feelings. They want to get inside your head and start smashing furniture and stuff like that. That's, and we want out. That's personal.
Speaking of out, number 5 on the countdown this week is the out. Well, you're out of here, McCabe. You're out of here, Dowd. You're out of here, McMaster. All of these people have left this week, and the void is being filled by the likes of John Bolton, who, in my estimation, is probably one of the poorest choices for anything except cleaning the toilet. And in one of those buildings in
where
Washington,
does that leave
I think he is
Russia
a horror
conspiracy
show.
Thing. Where does that leave the Russia conspiracy thing? Because he's very, in Vlad's face. He's in everybody's face.
So you're talking about Bolton. He's
John Bolton.
How does, I'm for being tough, but how does continually sticking, the Russians, maybe you turn around and this is fair play. The Russians have been anything but gentle or kind. They're kind of in your face. They're basically thumbing their nose at everybody. We can screw with you any way we want. We've got Snowden over here to figure out how to affect elections here, there, and everywhere. We can manipulate markets. We're going to run the world. Pukin Putin got reelected. So here we are on, we're sitting, remember that old song, we're sitting on top of the world, just rolling along.
But speaking of the election, though, not to disrupt your song there, that was lovely.
it was nice. Can you do this in a verse?
Yeah. Don't ask, Joe. Don't ask. Yeah. But speaking of Russia, though, one of the big controversies this week was, should Trump have congratulated Putin or not? And
yes,
people are very divided on that. And John McCain said, absolutely not. Bernie Sanders said, you know, it was a sham election. They stuff the ballot boxes. They intimidate voters.
Of course they do.
Why would you bother congratulating? Yeah. Right. Why would you bother congratulating Putin on stealing another election?
Why does he?
Yeah. And then there was that whole thing that what happened on that was, and the next day out comes the video of I think it was President Obama congratulating Putin. So that was kind of like, and then we had to figure, well, how do we justify it now?
Yeah. You see, the other side of that is, thank you, Joe, for bringing that up. There's so much timidity on the part of people who want to be politically correct to look at Trump in a bright light no matter what. Listen, I would rather take apart issue by issue the things. Like, I thought he was foolish to say what he did to Joe Biden. So Biden says one thing, I'm bigger and stronger than you or whatever it is, and I can beat you up. I mean, that's like you're in a sandbox and you're 5 years old, for God's sakes. So it isn't really, it seems, although
he's,
we all
so
know that he's
baited,
different. Yeah, it's foolishness. But then you think about what Rex Tillerson said this week, who was somebody that I didn't think was going to be all that much. And I don't know, he ran into pretty much stone walls every place he turned. But he said he couldn't wait to get out of Washington because it is such a nasty, hateful, horrible place. And
it's,
you know what?
Cesspool, I think, at this point.
It is a cesspool. It's been a cesspool for years. And so draining the swamp isn't what's happening. And especially you bring back numbskulls like Bolton, who is just a, oh, my God. I would rather do what my mother said, and if you haven't got something good to say about somebody, don't say it. But there's something about Bolton that so bothers me. There's something underneath that just seething to get out. He comes across as that kind of a guy.
I don't know anything about him, but just based on such a visceral reaction that you've had to this appointment, I'm definitely going to be paying more attention, because I do trust your instincts when it comes to reading people, and you obviously are having such a strong reaction to this guy. So it makes me curious to look into him more.
I have a much stronger reaction to him than I ever did to Trump or to anybody else. He is somebody that I think is a bad dude. That's all.
Mm.
You know.
Oh, you're
what
you
got
like
to say,
though.
Joe?
I said, you're making me liking him now.
You like him because I don't like him?
Yeah. You're making me like him now. Go, you know.
That's it. Okay. 43 after the hour. Upcoming, most of the rest of the stuff is who's suing Trump. I mean, the rest of the countdown, they're always the top three or four things are. Who's suing Trump? Who's he chasing out of town? And so we'll get with that in a few minutes. First of all, I'd like to bring to your attention something that will change your life. Life Change Tea. Proud sponsor of the countdown. Food is different now than it used to be. Even when we were growing up, the food wasn't processed. It didn't have pesticides. It was good for us. Many of us grew our food in the garden. That isn't what goes on now. Today, you got GMOs, you got pesticides, herbicides, heavy processing. So, what's the value nutritionally of a lot of the things that we eat? These things are taking their toll on your health and your energy and your body. So, in order to clean out what's in your body, you need Life Change Tea. The Life Change Tea folks are counteracting all of these things that are affecting our nutrition. They have a specially blended, powerful herbal formula that helps heal your body, gives you more energy. And there's no caffeine at all. No, none. No pesticides, no GMOs, no herbicides, none of that stuff. So if you're feeling run down, I'll suggest you go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship you your tea at GetTheTea.com free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be like the rest of us here, drinking it every day. You won't find it in stores, so don't go looking for it. You can only get it online. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Free shipping. I think you're going to be extraordinarily happy that you found GetTheTea at GetTheTea.com.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Every business needs great people, and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Jenny had a dream. A dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
47 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review with Joe and Victoria and Doug. Final three or four items on the countdown this week are the usual overview of what's happening in the Trump administration with a Russian probe and whether or not we were talking earlier about who got fired and who's leaving town. Is Mueller going to get sacked because he's getting too close? And is that going to be another like Saturday Night Massacre? Remember when Nixon fired everybody and that didn't do him any good. So one wonders what they're doing, what the thinking is. There, yeah.
I have evil thoughts when it comes to Trump and Mueller. I have very evil thoughts. Have you ever think that maybe President Trump likes this?
Well, yeah. What? The attention or the stirring up of the positivity?
That the Mueller. Yeah, I mean, it's a little crazy, but I mean, that as long as everybody's obsessed with
right.
Russia,
distracting.
Mueller and all that.
Well, yes, we'll get right? some other yeah. stuff done, nobody's going to pay any attention to it.
Well, yeah. That's your 4D chess right there. Yeah,
yeah. I think there's something that. To be said. I think he's very capable of doing yeah. that. Get everybody distracted yeah. over here so they're not paying attention to what I'm really doing.
Well, sure. Okay. He did that with yeah. the elephant ban, with yeah. the trophies. He said he was halting it, and a week later he started it up again when no one else was paying attention.
Yeah, you know, I he's love Trump, but I don't understand like why they do that. You know, yeah.
yeah.
So who are the women? How many women are suing Trump at the moment?
Well, at least three 13? In the news.
Yeah, a total,
there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a total of 13 or more.
Mm-hmm.
But this current suit is I think
big
it's
in the news.
Are yeah. they all the same right. sort of a suit? It's all sexual harassment stuff or
yes.
he did no. this to me or
well yeah. not really. No. I mean the Playboy bunny lady is said they had a consensual thing. She's just mad because the story got spiked and she wants to be able to tell her story.
Oh, but she's well, not suing him. Painful. Doug's talking about like the lawsuit stuff. Yes, it's all yeah. sexual harassment is what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay, well, there it is. We've wrapped another conversation about these items that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Review. It's 10 before the hour.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Innocuous movie theme. We teased Chuck Curry about the movie themes that he likes to come up with to start us in conversation. This is the theme from Backdraft, which was a pretty good vehicle for De Niro as much as anything else, wasn't it? If I remember.
It was one of the stars. It was a Ron Howard movie, 1991, starred Kurt Russell, William Baldwin, Robert De Niro, Scott Glenn, and Donald Sutherland, and it was a pretty big box office hit, but it's been a long time ago, and it was funny that yesterday there was an announcement that Universal is going to make a sequel to Backdraft, which is a long way out, 91 to 2018. I don't know how many people remember.
With the same cast?
That well. They're going to bring back, this is what I read, they're going to bring back William Baldwin to bookend it, and so
all those other people are still
clamoring for Backdraft too.
Well, it's a good action flick. I mean, there's so many of these. There was a new show on ABC that started last night about the fire department in some city, and there's this Chicago fire department.
Yeah, I love Chicago Fire on NBC. I think
it's a good show. Yeah, it is a good show.
Like a lot.
Yeah.
So. Well, the best movie about firefighting was The Towering Inferno in 74, but just my opinion.
So what do you make of all the promotion? The Rock is in sort of a remake of that. Skyscraper is the movie. He is a Vietnam vet, or not Vietnam, there I am, Freudian, Afghanistani war vet, and he lost his leg, and he becomes a consultant, and you can see in the trailer a lot of the intrigue. But is this just another Rock sort of thing where he saves the world?
But it's a big budget. I mean, it's a big budget vehicle. Budget's probably $150 million. The movie's being sold not only here to play like a lot of films here in the U.S., but it's going to do a lot of business
overseas,
even in China. I mean, we spoke off the air the other day. You went to see Tomb Raider, and I told you the opening weekend of that film was an okay $23 million. Film opened in China and did $41 million in business in 3 days. So the Chinese market is enormous in movies right now.
And they're financing a lot of these movies. A lot of Chinese money is involved, kind of like how we run our country with a lot of Chinese money. The same thing. Our businesses are running on Chinese money as well. So Chuck is going to be back in a moment with an overview of the movies that are new this weekend and what to expect from them at the box office after this.
The Geek Out.
Can I interest you in burning up alongside Captain Kirk into the sun's atmosphere? Well, now you have that chance, as NASA has enlisted William Shatner himself to promote the launch of the Parker Solar Probe, which will leave Earth later this year directly towards the sun. On it will be a microchip with the names of Kirk and all the others who sign up. Now, the probe will orbit the sun for several years before burning up in the atmosphere, and that's the closest a man-made object has ever gotten to our star, where temperatures average 2,500 degrees. The probe will send back a whole host of data scientists are eager to get. You can add your name for free by going to NASA's hot ticket site through the end of April. We'll post a link to that page on Twitter at TheGeekOut.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Hi, so Chucker, what are we expecting in the box office this weekend?
A big action movie opens up, Doug. The sequel, Pacific Rim 2, which is a sequel to a 2013 movie about giant robots. Now, the only reason, and I mean the only reason this movie has been sequelized is because it's going to play very big in China and some overseas markets. I doubt it's going to do very well here.
It's awful.
In the U.S. It does star John Boyega, who played the character of Finn in the last two Star Wars movies. I like him a lot, but I thought the original one was okay.
I never
thought they'd make a sequel, but it's like another Transformers-type vehicle.
A waste of time. All right, what else have we got this weekend?
An animated movie called Sherlock Gnomes, and then a religious-based film titled Paul, Apostle of Christ. Jim Caviezel's in that movie, who plays
Jesus
in Mel Gibson's movie.
Is he Jesus in this one, too?
He's in this one, too. I don't know what character he's playing, though. I haven't really read too much about it.
I'd go see it because I like him. I'm not crazy about a lot of these Christian movies that are all over the place now.
It's a big marketplace, no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, I think there's a certain amount of whacking you over the head with that stuff. A little goes a long way, but I find him to be appealing, so maybe I'll check that out. Find out on Monday. Thank you, Chucker. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.